from a person like you. So what will you look for if I sit there? I said, if the person is also going to be like me, of course. Otherwise, I will say, please confine to Bhashya. Because I confine to Bhashya, I will confine to Shankara. You don't take up. Just spare us, okay? Please spare us from your creativity. We don't want your creativity. It all depends who is there. Because when you take off, only you understand the beauty of it, the vision, the beauty. Even in this one class itself, I did take off. Otherwise, sarvaihi karanaihi, what will they say? Chappuna mudda. Kali mudda or upavajani shabro. Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahavirjankaravavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu. At the end of the 11th chapter, having shown in one, everything abides. And therefore, Vishwarupaha. Bhagavan is called Vishwarupaha. Vishwam Rupam Yasya. The entire Vishwa, the entire jagat, all that is here, vividha pratyaya gamyam vishvam. That which is understood by you, do through different cognitions. That is called vishvam. Jnatam sarvam. That includes ajñātamapi. But again, jñātam. These are all there, ajñātam. Let's say, in that way, jñātam. So even I do not know it is ajñātam. That also includes sarvam. That is called viśvam. So this viśvam sarvam, this entire viśvam, is rupam yasya, for whom this entire Vishwa is the form. That person is called Vishwarupaha Parameshwaraha. So this Parameshwara is the topic in this chapter. And here, summing up the entire chapter, Adhyaya, the chapter, and also, and even the Gita Shastram can be taken as the whole Shastra, whose essence is there in this last verse. The essence of the chapter, the essence of the Gita Shastram also is here in this particular last verse. In this Gita, you find always from second chapter onwards, the last words of every chapter is an interesting verse. Sometimes it looks as though it's an interpolation. So except in the fifth chapter, where the chapter is not summed up at all, the sixth chapter is introduced. And therefore in the teaching, therefore there is no Atha Panchamo Dhyayaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Anashrita karma phalam. So, karyam karma karoti yaha sasanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakriyaha. So here we create this chapter, and the naming of the chapter is all done by later. The later means 5,000 years ago, okay? So this the later additions. There is no such thing in the teaching. There is no chapter. Lord Krishna didn't say Atha sanyas, atha dhyana yoga. There's no such thing. We need to understand all this. In other words, little mandate must be there. The head must be retained. Only you should leave the hat there. The hat or headgear, whatever you wear, you leave that outside. Come with the head. And along with whatever that Bhagavan has given us, come in with that. Then open, keep mind open, wonders can happen. Okay. Therefore, sarvasya Gita Shastrasya Sarabhutartha Nishreyasartha Anushteyatvena Samuchintya Uchyate. Samuchitya Uchyate. What is to be understood, what one has to follow in one's contemplative life, a life of karma yoga if it is, in order to understand, further assimilate, gain this knowledge thoroughly. All this here, samuchitya, means together, briefly. So bringing them all together in a verse, this is being said, uchyate. The samuchaya means not synthesis. Here, samuchitya means putting together all of them in one place. It's given, in a sense, briefly given. One word. That will take a long time. Let me give, so. mat karma krit. Here mat means Ishwaraha. Whenever there is aham is used by Lord Krishna, aham is Ishwara. Except in one place, Sakha Cheti. Sakha, you are my Sakha. When he says my Sakha, Mama Sakha, I am your friend. So there alone Bhagavan uses the word as Krishna, Mr. Krishna. Then individual Krishna. Everywhere else, aham, the word I, first person, is used only in the sense of Ishvara. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Bhagavan means Ishwaraha. The Lord said, in that sense alone, the whole dialogue. The beautiful thing, Vyasa presents, the entire Vidya is all Shrauta Vidya. It is all Shruti. Shruti is from Ishvara. Therefore, Vyasa presents this Vidya as it is told in the Shruti, Upanishadsu. And Upanishad is from Ishvara, Dakshinamurti. Ishvara is the source of knowledge. And here Ishvara is talking. He presents, Vyasa presents the Vidya from Ishvara. Vidya belongs to Ishvara. It comes from Ishvara. Any Vidya, this Vidya too, if one understands, no Vidya is one coming from anybody's Ahankara. Because in Vidya there is no Ahankara. There is no will. It is not Kartritantra. Therefore, every Vidya, every discipline of knowledge, any knowledge, is from Ishvara alone, because Ahankara, ego, has no role to play. No role. And therefore, it is Pramana Tantra or Vastu Tantra. Rendu onnu da. You must know that. Pramana Tantram is what is called Vastu Tantram. Pramana is supposed to present the Vastu to you. Therefore, Pramana Tantram, not Kartri Tantram, Pramana Tantram, or Vastu Tantram. And the Pramatri Tantram it is not. It is Pramana Tantram. Whereas, it is not Pramatri Tantram. This is a new idea. So I never talked about this. Pramatri Tantram na. A karma is Kartri Tantram. Trich is there. Here there is no Pramatri Tantram. Pramatri is Aupacharikam. It is Pramana Tantram alone. Because Pramatri doesn't decide this is a flower. The Pramatri means the knower. The knower doesn't decide this should be a flower. Therefore, you have to simply say the knowledge resolves into the knower. And therefore, we say there is a knower. Really speaking, it is Pramana Tantram, the means of knowing, does the job. And in the means of knowing, the mind also is very important. That's why you keep the mind clean. There's no distortion. Then you see the flower as flower. if you are worried about the thorns, then that's okay. Then you should, your mind is not. Anything you want to see about the flower, then you keep the flower in the mind, in the thought. It's a flower thought. Sajatiya savastu pravahaha. Only one vastu, vastu vishaya vrittihi. Vastu vishaya vritti pravahaha. That vrittida. Ore vishaya. So, savastu vritti pravahaha. Same vastu, samana vastu. Vritti, vrittehe pravahaha. The flow of vritti, the thought, for which the object is the same. To understand more about the flower, you hold it and look at it in different ways. What I say, pramana tantram is jnanam. And therefore, the knowledge is from Ishvara. Vyasa, in that itself, suppose Krishna was the creation of Vyasa, like James Bond. In the creation of Vyasa, I don't have any problem with that. No person who understands what Krishna is should have a problem. Krishna is presented as Bhagavan. Enough? And he also says, I am Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is talking. We make Bhagavan talk. And Vyasa is qualified to do that. In fact, it is Shruti presented in a different form. Vyasa presents the Shruti. There is no Vyasa, Mr. Vyasa ego. If Vyasa's buddhi has not understood the Shastra, alone there will be Mr. Vyasa talking about. If Vyasa's buddhi is Shruti's buddhi, Ishvara is talking. Therefore, we have no issue. And we can still have a Krishna temple, knowing very well. And Bhagavan presents Ishvara is through Vyasa presence. He himself presents himself as Krishna. In the sense that Vyasa presents Ishvara in the form of Krishna. I am saying that when you do karma, this karma you think that you are doing. In fact, you can convert it by jnanam as mat karma. You know, he says, means Bhagavat karma. Mat karma here is Bhagavat karma. Why it is Bhagavat karma? Every swakarma is Bhagavat karma. This is little too much, but this is what Gita says. In the 18th chapter, he makes it very clear. Yata pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmana tam abhyarche siddhim bindati manavaha. Very beautiful. From whom the entire jagat has come, by whom all that is here, the jagat is sustained. That means Ishvara. Yataha jagataha pravrittihi, bhutanam pravrittihi. From whom everything has come, by whom everything is sustained, means whatever that has come is not separate from Ishvara. Tam Ishvaram Swam, Ishvaram, means Tam Ishvaram Swakarmana Abhyachya Abhitaha Archanam Krutva Abhyachya. Look at that. Tam Ishvaram, that Ishvara, doing worship, worshipping that Ishvara. How? Swakarmana. By doing, archana means offering, offering flower, offering akshata, offering whatever is called archana. Achyutaya namaha, anantaya namaha, is all archana. Now here, swakarmana tamabhyachya. Swakarma, one's own karma to be done. So one's own karma is for one's own phala. Definitely one's own phala. But he says, no. This is my contribution to Ishvara. Bah, bah. You are contributing to Ishvara? Because Ishvara requires your contribution. Eh? Ishvara, so Ishvara is engaged in this jagat karma, that is mat karma. Ishvara's karma is what? Jagat sustenance, jagat srishti, and that's called jagat prasuti. And jagat, you know, this palanam, the sustenance, sthiti, and then also samharaha, the resolution. We are doing small, small, kuti kuti, jagat srishti, whatever you do that is srishti, that is jagat srishti, and creation, whatever you creation, you make khichdi, that is creation. And you go on knitting, is another creation. Sitting in the class, somebody was knitting, and I stopped it. No harm, it's just, you can do and listen. Something else also is done. So you're listening, you do, and you do this also. Listening, you do. If this is Ramayana, it is okay. So, even that is not okay. Even that it is not okay. Therefore, especially these kind of things, neither in the university class you are allowed to do that. In the school you are not allowed to do it. And in this class, much less, I tell you. Respect. Respect for the subject matter. Respect for the teacher. So that's very important. And therefore, what I say, that swakarma, to truth, even if you do like this, at its own time, you know, when you have a time for it, at that time you do that. And that seems to be a necessity, and therefore it is being done. And that becomes swakarma. What you have got to do is swakarma. So ichchaya kritam karma, that is not swakarma, but sosya kamaya kritam karma, that is also swakama karma. So in order to fulfill a desire which is a necessity, therefore that also becomes swakarma. Therefore, for your own karma phala you do karma. Means for your own desire fulfillment you perform a karma. No harm. That also becomes yoga. Because you have a desire And it is there because of some reason. And therefore that's all Ishvara's order. And there is a need to fulfill that desire also. No problem. Fulfill that desire in keeping with dharma. And dharma is Ishvara. In the awareness, dharma is Ishvara, do the karma. Even your own desire, no problem. So you are in touch with Ishvara. Karma phala, you are ready to accept it as prasada. Kya baat hai? Sky is the limit. You can have any ambition, fulfill all of it. No issue anywhere, no pishir. No issue anywhere. The other sokarma is very important. That you find yourself you in a situation, you have to do it. There is nothing else. Anything else you do, it becomes vikarma. Which is not to be done. That's not sokarma. Even laundry, it becomes sokarma. Because it is to be done in your own buddhi, it occurs it is to be done. If you don't do it, what happens? There is ego. So not doing it is ego. That's where ahankara comes. I am not, because Ishvara plus you. And therefore ahankara comes. The ahankara comes and says that I will do it tomorrow. Procrastination. Procrastination always creates heaviness. And therefore, Bhagavan is there plus heaviness is there. Wo bhi Bhagavan hai. A heavy Bhagavan. Hey, previously, he was very light. No weight at all. He was myself. No problem. Because it is total sarashti. Because you are just fitting yourself into the whole of Ishvara that is here. So you do your job. Your simple job you do. Bhagavan is doing srishti only through you. He doesn't create a child. Then there is a mother, there is a father. But mother doesn't know how to make a child. And therefore parents do not know. And the parents are nimitta. Knowledge of it is all knowledge of the creation of a child, your own body, lies with whoever it is. That is called Ishvara. In fact, that knowledge is not with Ishvara to be found somewhere. It is right in the place where they do research and know. And that is knowledge. That is what neurology is. Still they are mapping. They don't know why it is like this. Still they are mapping. They are not finding the knowledge elsewhere. Ekkada ledu. Where you have got ignorance, there you have got it. About what you are ignorant, that you have to dig into what it is. Correct? So, ekkada undadu? Pandurangudu? Ekkada undadu? So, what is it that you want to know? Akkadave undadu, pandurangudu appa. And this pandurangudu is all knowledge. And all knowledge means what you want to know, their knowledge is available. You don't dig elsewhere. Ikkadave pandungal. Because you want to know about all about brain. Then understand brain. And that brain itself is Bhagavan. Created is not from different from the creator. Everything is jnana swarupam. And therefore, it's all here. And so, you are a participant Every mother is an associate of Bhagavan. Every father is an associate of Bhagavan. That is why, you know, that motherhood has got such a joy. Even though the child is not, you're not able to enjoy the child for want of varieties of situations conducive for you. A number of reasons may be there, but one thing, that motherhood you enjoy. That is because you are an associate with Ishvara. And even the progeny, the prajananam, procreation, it's all Ishvara's, the srishti and the participation in the srishti. It's all srishti and sustenance and samhara. Every day you are doing samhara also. Withdrawal. Sthiti karanam. Small. If you take care of your body, that is sthiti. Annapanadi. It's all sthiti. And the evacuation and all that is sthiti karanam and also samhara karanam. There is also samhara rupa. When you breathe in, sthiti. Breathe out, it is samhara. And therefore you can say, different ways you can look at the whole thing. Breathing in samharati. You breathe in and breathe out the whole thing. Sthiti, you can say. Samharati, you can say. You withdraw. And then again, you throw out in prana. In fact, prana is pragamanavan vayuhu. You breathe out is prana. You breathe in is apana, adogamanavan vayuhu. Like this you can, but it is all within the srishti, sthiti, samhara. Daily. You go to sleep, samhara. You dream, srishti. You wake up from srishti, samhara has taken place. Then waker. It's a new srishti. The new srishti. The srishti of your own subjective srishti. You are a person within the srishti of Ishvara. Therefore, you become alive to what is there. That is why this is Ishvara srishti. You become alive to Ishvara's srishti and presence in the form of srishti. A new second is born. Old second is gone. I will convert it into new moment is born. And born is gone. Gone is born. Born is gone, is born gone. Is gone born. And gone born is. And this is all moment is born, is gone. When it is, the moment, when does it exist? Going, it is born. Being born, it is going. Yena payudu, that is what Bhagavan is. And this is srishti, sthiti, samhara. In this, you are a contributor. You are made contributor. Through you alone, Bhagavan is Srishta. Through the entire Jagat alone you see Srishti. Through the Jagat alone you see Stiti. Through Jagat alone you see Samhara. There is no such thing as Srishti, Stiti, Samhara. Separate from this. Bhagavan is Srishti, Stiti, Samhara. Kalta Angabodam. Srishti, Stiti, Samhara. So there is no Srishti except the... What do you see? What do you see? What do you hear? This is Srishti. This is Stiti. This is Samhara. You are a part of the whole thing. You are not as an observing part. You are a participating part. Correct? That is called Swakarma. Kya kya karna hai? Wo karta hai. Then it becomes in the awareness of Ishvara. And then karma becomes already arpita to Ishvara. You need not say, Mahi, so karma karke Bhagavan ko arpan karo. Bhagavan ko say, they don't know how to handle this verse. And therefore, soon, then aham sam sarvam Krishna arpanam astu. Abhidhan chola muniya unage. Only he can tell that. He doesn't know what it is all about. And telling is things that he thinks that is called arpanam. Arpanam. That is why he is the same husband. Without undergoing change, even though he goes to Gita. Swamiji, why husband alone? And so, chordo. Don't ask questions. And therefore, so this is Krishnarpanamastu is it's a fact. It is already it is arpita. Moment to moment it is arpita. And any karma that is expected of you has nothing to do with you. If it has something to do with you, it is optional. That is called kamya karma. If it has nothing to do with you, because you find yourself in a situation where you have got to do, kya karega? It's like standing in a queue. You can't do anything. So already this is late. And then Bhagavan, you have to take off. I mean, the plane is going to take off. Already boarding has started. You are standing in the queue. What can you do? Standing in the queue of security. You can't just rush. This security is one you cannot pass unless you go through the security. Therefore, you have to stand in the queue doing japa. Because before you there are 20 fellows and some of them have got cap and half beard and this and that is not there. If you see him, ayo, mahwa. This fellow is going to take half an hour. Why? Because his name also is very clear. And therefore, it's a problem. So you curse, you go on cursing. Now he is there. Why not? He's behind me. Why now? And so how will I say, I'm going to miss the... Thank God, just then, God's grace. Praying, and somebody comes there. Amdabad. Then you go. Because once happened it to me, and that's why I'm saying. Amdabad. Then there is no queue for me. So I just get out, and then I'm taken separately. Why? I'm going to Ahmedabad. So what is this? Greatness of Ahmedabad? There's nothing. There's no greatness. But that is boarding, people are boarding. Then I am the last person. So I am taken. Amdabad. So because my baggage is inside. And so without me, they have to remove the baggage. So in India, they oblige this. So Amdabad. In India, these are all some benefits. Here, they will take off. Remove your baggage and then they will take off. தேர் தே வில் கால் யூ அப்படி வேட விட வேட விட வேட் பேர் சொல்லியும் கூப்பிடுவான். ஹியர் ஆல்சோ சம்டைம்ஸ் தே மென்ஷன் த நேம் அண்ட் தென் கால் யூ. டு பி டன், தேர் இஸ் நத்திங் யூ கேன் டூ அபவுட் இட். You find yourself in a situation where your karma is very clear what is to be done. And you do it. That karma is called Bhagavat karma. It's not a special karma is there. This is what we say duty. And that is a duty. Sva karmana tam abhyarche. Siddhim bindati manavaha. You are always in touch with Ishvara. In swakarma. Therefore, in duty, there should be a joy. Nobody says that. In duty. Even shaving is a duty. Shaving is a duty. If you go to work, and the code is you should come clean, shaven, and then you should do shaving. Then with a stubby face you don't go. And therefore they say that it's a clean shaven and we want you to see you. We want to see you clean shaven face. So that's the code. You have the code of conduct and that becomes nitya karma. Swakarma, swakarma, so nitya karma for some people, maybe every other day karma, every 3 days, one day you can take off and then one more day. So two days or the third day you have to do, that is called swakarma. So that is why you do like this and then find out whether it is stubby, then shura, if it is there, then if it is rough, then you do. Swakarma. So I am purposely telling this because swakarma starts from shaving on. Daily snanam always. Daily shower also. Yesterday I had shower, why should I have shower? You may not like to have it and next birth you will be in Saudi Arabia. Don't worry. In this birth I want you to have daily shower. Why? Because I have to sit next to you. And therefore, you have daily shower. No, I put perfume. I am allergic to perfume. Therefore, no perfume. Just be a person who doesn't require perfume. Manchidi kadamma. And therefore, you should be a person who doesn't require any perfume. That is the swakarma. Swakarma means it's wonderful. The whole society was made into swakarma. Doing swakarma. Everybody was doing swakarma. Therefore, everybody was a contributor. Told this is your job, do it. Even social activities are made into swakarma. Needs of the society were made into swakarma. It's grand vision. And vision accomplished once upon a time. Now when the swakama karma increased, and then the attitude has changed. Ambitions are different. Then we have to restate it and recast the whole thing and say, still you can accomplish no harm. You have to understand, at this time, at this place, this is my swakarma and I do it. That's a contribution. That's a contribution. Small, small. That's why at this time, on this planet, there is this global warming, there is a danger, and therefore as a human being, our sukarma, because we alone can make choices. The animals will die, that's all. They have no choices, they have some program. They will try to adapt a little bit. But still they can't make big choices. So we can make big choices. Human beings can stop. First, this is from individual. You have this red meat creates problems. Billions of animals are slaughtered every day. Billions of animals. And the whole year, think of it. Animals, the animals such as cows, goats, sheep, and pigs. These are the animals which are vegetarian animals, and they have a digestive system which releases lot of methane, creating a greenhouse effect. That produces methane. These animals produce methane 23 times. I'm told now more. 23 times. United Nations study. You please go to the website and see. So 23 times more than all the transport put together, truck, where these cars and all, all transport, trains and so on, put together. Methane that is released by them, CO2, and this is 23 times more. So what is swakarma now? One's own karma? Don't eat red meat. That is swakarma. Not to do also is swakarma. Don't disturb. So I do what doesn't disturb. That is my swakarma. Whatever I do doesn't disturb the environment, people, their lives, their pursuit of happiness. That is swakarma. And even if you have personal desires, fulfill all of them without going against the dharma again. That is no problem, swakarma. Swakamya karma. No problem, that is also Ishvara. But accept the karma phalam. Then you become a yogi. Swakarmanatam abhyarchya siddhim bindati manavaha. Here also matkarma paramo bhava. Matkarma krit. Then matparamaha. Matkarma krit means matkarma bhagavat karma karoti. Iti matkarma krit, the one who does bhagavat karma, what is to be done. Then, that is called Bhagavad Arpitam Karma. It's not that you do something, another Krishna Arpitam Astun say. At least you say that is okay. But this is called Matkarma. So in the awareness of Ishvara being there in what is to be done at a given time and place, and doing that makes you Bhagavat Karma Krit. Bhagavan wants you to be Bhagavat Karma Krit. Instead of saying Bhagavat Karma Krit, that would be third person. The first person is Mat Karma Krit. You do karma for my sake. Mat Karma Krit. Mat Paramaha. Again, you perform karma for the sake of a swami, means master. So you have, he gives you salary and then you do work for that person. But here, so not only you are matkarmakrit, you are also matparamaha. I have to be reached by you. Nothing else. So I have to be reached. Ahameva paramaha. So I am the paramaha, this what you call the gehaha. What is to be accomplished by you is again myself alone. So matkarma krit bhutva mat paramo bhava. And or matkarma krit mat paramaha bhavati. There is no other ayanam for him. There is no other goal. His own goal doesn't exist. I am the goal for him. He may do 100 different things, but all these finally contribute to reach me, to be me. Ahameva paramaha ayanam. I am the ultimate end. Generally, people pray to Bhagavan for their own ends, correct? They have got small desires, big desires, whatever they are. So you ask, when you ask, that's a big desire. Otherwise, you don't ask for its fulfillment. When you ask for its fulfillment, then that desire is a big desire. Otherwise, you won't ask for its fulfillment. Therefore, there is no other criterion for judging whether it is a big desire or small desire. Who is to decide? Your tata. You have to decide. And therefore, this is important for me. Therefore, for me, this is a big desire. Alright? So, you ask for a result. That is how people always so approach Bhagavan. Even jignasus have to approach Bhagavan that way. Please give me clarity. Please avoid me all the problems. So let me have a job that doesn't give any problem to me. And let me take care of my family with ease. And so that I can spend time studying the Shastra. All this you require small desires to be fulfilled in order to fulfill a big desire of knowing Ishvara. Therefore, all small desires are important to fulfill. They subserve the big desire. You can't say, I'm a jignasu. I want to know Ishvara. All right. I want moksha. All right. So I have no desire to eat. So what is the difference between this and I don't have a desire to educate my children? What is the difference between this and that? Desire is a desire. You have a main, the goal is never lost sight of. That is a very big thing. That is why that is considered to be so a value. It's a value, amanitam, in that tattva jnanartha darshanam. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnanartha darshanam. Tattva jnanasya artaha. The end, that is the result of tattva jnana. The knowledge of what is true. Tasya darshanam muhurmuhu paryalochanam. Keeping in sight always, not losing. So no matter what you do in life, you may do business, you may have a job, that you may be father of 7 children. Because you were the previous wife's 2 children, they are with you. And then this wife's 2 children, they are with you. Her husband And that had three children with the other husband there, three of them. So, four, the 2 + 2 + 3, 7, correct? Oh yeah, 7 children. How did you become the father of 7 children? This is a responsibility. You take care of all of them. Therefore, you have to work. And you have got jijjasa also. You want to know, you want moksha also. So how are you going to do that? This itself will help you. You take care of the 7 children properly with proper attitude. You will grow. You will grow into a big person. Otherwise, with no children, you will age. You will only age. With children, you can grow, mature person. It all depends about your attitude. Keep tattva jnanartha in vision. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. Therefore, mat karma krit mat paramaha. And then, mad bhaktaha, sangha varjitaha, mad bhaktaha, mayi parameshwari, bhaktaha, that ananya bhakta, that Ishvara is not separate from me, iti, the one who has that ananya buddhi in Ishvara, mad bhaktaha, sangha varjitaha, the one who is free from sangha. Sangha is the one that binds you, purely thinking. In fact, in the world, everybody has in his own, her own space, correct? All of them, their own space. Every children, each one has is in his or her own space. Spouse is in her, his own space. In fact, they always want space. So give me some space. And therefore, everybody has, is in his own, her own space. Allow them to be in their own spaces. Then you are free in relating. Sangha Varjitaha. And therefore, you only care, you take care. You care, you take care. You have love, you have affection, and you do what is to be done, that you become Sangha Varjitaha. Even to your body. And this has to be taken care of. And you take care of it. Whatever is to be done, you do it. Like you do it to your child, do it. This also. This also is in its own space. Take care of her. Then if you take care of it, mind you need not take care of. Everything else is taken care of by you. Mind is already taken care of. And nobody is involved. And therefore mind is taken care of. I want to take care of my mind. Yogaha chitta vritti nirodhanu pom. Mandu. The day you start taking care of your mind, that day your problem has started. That very you had problem. That problem was different. If you want to take care of your mind, I want to control, problem started. You just to take care of all the people. Let them be in their own spaces. Enjoy them as well as you can. Draw boundaries. And you find already your mind is taken care of. Mind doesn't exist there more than a moment. Mind means thoughts. A thought is momentary. therefore nigraha kim karishyati. You can't do anything about it. But it's wonderful if you can understand this reality. Because you are involved with Ishvara, the total. Everybody in his own or own space, that is the total. Therefore, you become Sangavarjitaha. And Ishvara is everything means you can't have even Sangha, involvement with Ishvara. I am pining for God. I am pining for God. We have to ask, Yakada unarun? Where is he? Pining for God. And so, Sangha Varjitaha. Asangohi ayam purushaha. Even now it is asangaha. We need to understand this. Sangha Varjitaha. The Bhashyakara tells something that unless it is properly understood, it creates a lot of problems. Vairagyam and all that he talks about. Sangha Varjitaha. Nirvairaha. You have no shatru for anybody. Certain things like also, you know. So there are a lot of plants and trees. And here there is poison ivy also. That is in the creation. Therefore it's very natural. So these days you have got this problem of natural, artificial. And therefore you can take this poison ivy. Natural. And apply. It has got oil also. And that oil you extract and put it on your face for skin care. Don't make any division. It's natural but not good for you. Therefore, there are a lot of things. What do you want, you take. What do you need, you take. Then you are nirvairaha. It is there, it has got its own place in the scheme of things. We may not even know sometimes. They are there. Probably it is a medicine for a disease that you are suffering from. But you are asked to be away from it. So in a certain form, it can be a great medicine. We don't know. It may be discovered later. Like the venom of the snake becomes medicine. They use it also. They extract the venom. And they use it. Amazing. Therefore, everything has got its own. And for the snake, it's not a venom. It's not a venom, it's just protein. Only in your bloodstream, it's a problem. And therefore, Sangha Varjitaha, Nirvairaha, and Sarva Bhuteshu Yaha, the one Nirvairaha with reference to all creatures, all beings, all plants, trees, environment, atmosphere. Sarva Bhuteshu Nirvairaha. Prani Vargeshu. Sarva Prani Vargeshu Nirvairaha. Deveshu Api Gandharveshu Yakshesu. If they are there, Nirvairaha. Some people are afraid of devatas also. That God should not be worshipped. Taboo. Vairaha. Enmity they have towards all that. They think they are shatrus. Nirvairaha. Sarva bhuteshu. Yaha. Saha mameti pandava. That person, he Pandava, Panduputra, son of Pandu, Mamevayeti, such a person reaches me. Mamevayeti. So you generally pray Bhagavan for the end of some desire. But this here is a person for whom the end is Bhagavan himself. See, it's wonderful, you know. So you go for the kill. So I don't want anything from you. I want you. That's wonderful. It's something like, you know, couple. And then one person says, you don't care for me, you don't do this. And you know, this fellow thought, so I will prove myself. Then I just gives a big gift and all that he brings. I don't want this gift. I want your attention. I want your time. I want you. And therefore, here, Bhagavan will ask for this and that. And then this person is a very, very, very smart fellow. He says, I'm not asking for this and that. I want you. And suppose the spouse tells, I am available, I'm going to give you all the time. Then the gift also the person takes, okay? And so, this is how it is. So Bhagavan, we want Bhagavan to give some few things. Plus we want Bhagavan whole. And then we cannot use the whole. And we need some painkillers. And for which we want from Bhagavan a few things, little bit, this and that. And at the same time, we want whole Bhagavan. What an example. But it's effective. Therefore, so this, we want Bhagavan. Mameva yeti. Because Ishvaraha idam sarvam, Vasudevaha idam sarvam. That is Vishwarupa Sandarshana. Yoga means topic. Vishwarupa Sandarshana Yoga. It's not that another yoga. But let us do some Vishwarupa Sandarshana Yoga. So this is nonsense. People don't know Sanskrit and then therefore they are making their own imagined meanings and then afterwards a commentary. And Bhagavan is the topic here, Vishwarupa Sandarshanam. Ishvara is in the form of entire jagat, that is the topic. Vishwarupa Sandarshanam eva sangatihi vishayaha. Topic, yoga shabda has got different meanings. This ekadashodhyayaha. Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam. So this Ekadasha Dhyaya, the 11th chapter, which deals with the topic of Vishwarupa Sandarshanam, the vision of the Lord, whose form is all that is here, who doesn't have one particular form. Every form is his form. Pratibodha viditam matam. Every cognition is Ishvara cognition. Iti alam. Om Purnamadav Purnamitam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Arihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Arihi Om.